Van Loo's servant, Mary Bowser, with her photographic memory and talent for adopting different aliases, became a valued agent. In the morning, Van Loo often woke up asking Mary for the latest news in the city. She always had an answer. Van Loo sent her on discreet and often risky missions. She traveled to Fredericksburg to help Union authorities capture two rebel officers and a large amount of tobacco. She sneaked into a stationery closet for the Confederate Senate while it was holding a secret session to consider a conscription bill. Rebel lawmakers had been intensely debating whether to enlist slaves to fight for the South. Bowser reported back to the ring what she heard. In August 1864, with Van Loo's network scouring the city for information on Lee's plans for maneuvering against Grant and what Jefferson Davis might know of the plans, Mary walked up to the Davis mansion, pretending to be there to collect the wash. Situated on the brow of a high hill at the corner of 12th and Clay Streets, the Confederate White House was a gray Federal-style mansion with four pairs of tall columns in front. Unpopular with Richmonders, Verena Davis had trouble keeping servants in the home. Her husband blamed the frequent runaways, some with gold and silverware filched from the estate, on bribes the Federals offered for them to flee. While inside the mansion, Bowser said later, a clerk ushered her into Davis's private office. Davis was not in the room. The clerk left. Mary began snooping around, opening doors to a cabinet that might have documents important for the spy ring. Suddenly, Davis walked in on her. He asked her what she was doing. Bowser played the dumb slave. Davis, who thought blacks were almost subhuman and could not conceive of one being smart enough to spy in his office, let Mary go. She quickly left the mansion, thankful she had not been hauled off to jail again.